Well, good morning, guys. This morning we're going to be talking about thankfulness. And to start, I want to read a story from Luke. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but we're just going to read, I don't know, 5 or 6 verses here. So, Luke chapter 17, I'm going to be reading verses 11 through 19. So, try to listen as I read the story and just see if you can. See how the story connects to being thankful, okay? And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, this is talking about Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus, answering him, said, "Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." So, when we read through this story here, it's easy to look at these people and wonder why they didn't return. Jesus here he was traveling to Jerusalem, and as he went through this village, it says 10 lepers, he saw 10 lepers standing at a distance. Do you guys know what leprosy is? Leprosy is kind of, I think it's an incurable disease still, but it was definitely incurable then. So if you had it, it was basically a death sentence. And basically, what would happen is parts of your bodies, like your finger, your toes, they would start to die and fall off. So you would see people walking around back in that time with leprosy, and they would be missing parts of their body. So it was a pretty terrible disease. Basically, once you got it, you were, it was pretty much certain that you'd die. So the reason the lepers, they would often have to stay outside the city as well. It was kind of like a quarantine thing. It was pretty contagious, so they didn't want them around the people from the village. So that's why it says when he entered the village, the lepers were standing afar off. And so Jesus here, it says he looked at them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And back then, if someone thought they were healed, what they would do is they would go and show themselves to the priest before they could enter the village and start living normal life and stuff. They'd have to go to the priest and say, "Look, I'm healed." And the priest would have to basically agree with them and tell them that they were fine to return. So he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And they went and showed themselves to the priest, and it says they were healed. But then we see, it says only one returned and thanked Jesus. And Jesus was confused. He said, "Wasn't there 10 people healed? Why is there only one returning? Where is everyone? How could that be considering he just saved their life?" And so that seems kind of ungrateful. But if you think about the situation they were in, I bet those men were pretty happy they were healed. They probably were going to their families. They were probably celebrating. They were probably showing their friends they were healed. But it says they didn't return and thank Jesus. I think oftentimes we do that as well. We have a lot of blessings. We appreciate those things. We might tell our friends about them. We might feel thankful for them, but do we remember to actually thank Jesus for them? Do we actually remember to thank God for those blessings that we have? When we talk about things we're thankful for, I think especially at your age, but really most people tend to think about the physical things that they have, like maybe their houses or their cars, their toys. I don't know what you guys are into, but whatever it is that we can see that gives us pleasure, those are the things that we tend to actually feel thankful for. But the reality is that we're told to be thankful regardless of our circumstances. And so gratitude isn't based on just what we're given. Like, it shouldn't just go off whether or not we got what we wanted for Christmas or a birthday or something. It shouldn't be based on that. It should be based on really what God has done for us and the opportunity that we have because of that. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, it says, "Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And maybe you think, why does it matter so much that we're thankful for things? Why does it matter so much that we show gratitude? And the reason is because it's going to change how you live a lot of things out in your life. So if we're thankful, in general, thankful people are more generous. They're more willing to share what they have. And also, they're much nicer people to be around. They're way nicer to be around. You don't want to be around someone who's always complaining or always grumpy with what they've been given in life. We want to be around someone who's thankful. There are people who say that being thankful actually makes you a healthier person. If you're always stressed out or always complaining, those things tend to actually affect your physical health. So they say thankful people are healthier people. Also, God commands it actually in many places, not just the verses we read, but there's a lot of verses that talk about being thankful. God punished people in many different places throughout the Bible for not being thankful as well. So I guess if we are a thankful person, it's going to make us nicer to be around. It's going to make it easier for us to have good relationships with people. And it's something that we're told to do in many different places throughout the Bible. So let's try to remember that, not just for ourselves and for the good of ourselves, but also for other people around us. So that's all I had for you guys this morning. Thank you for listening. You can go back to your parents.